Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
Time for sport indeed. Darren Frehill is here. And Darren, if people didn't see Joey Endo's delightful dance, joyful dance yes. around the studio in RTE yesterday, they should look back at it.
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
We have it on our Twitter handle on RTE Sport. But Joey certainly lit up the place yesterday. And so he should have too, because his country, Cameroon, they came from 3-1 down, Mary, to draw 3-3. So first point for each team in the World Cup. Joey, obviously, League of Ireland legend. He's been in this country since, I think, about 2003, played for various clubs. He's made the West of Ireland his home now. But his enthusiasm and his just love of football really shone through. That goal going in and just dancing a jig around the studio, brilliant that our cameras were able to pick it up. And, of course, played in one World Cup. I think he was at two World Cups with Cameroon. But all his pride coming out there yesterday.
Yeah,
a couple of great games yesterday, I have to say. When you looked at the schedule, you went, maybe one or two of these, they could be duds. But just brilliant football yesterday. Portugal booked their place in the last 16. 2-0 winners over Uruguay. Bruno Fernandes with both goals there. Ronaldo did try and claim one of them, but in true Ronaldo style. But Bruno Fernandes credited with both. Ghana got the better of South Korea, 3-2. They go second with a game to go. In Group G, Brazil through. 1-0 winners against Switzerland. And then, of course, Cameroon drawing with Serbia, 3-3. Four more games today, and this is the final round of group games. Hard to believe we're into the stage already. In Group A, we have Netherlands and Qatar. Ecuador face Senegal. So both those matches at 3 o'clock. And then at 7, it's Wales and England in Group B. The USA will play Iran. Wales, no, they've not been playing well, but their manager, Robert Page, is not throwing in the towel just yet.
Okay, we're all getting a bit of criticism right now, and rightly so, because results ain't going our way on performances, and that's the industry we're in. We're big enough to take it. It's not a problem. We put our big boy pants on and we get on with it. And we'll have a team that's ready for England.
Yeah, this is the live game on RTÉ television this evening. And the other game, the American game, you can watch that on the RTÉ News channel. Lots of speculation that Harry Kane will not play. But his manager, Gareth Southgate, says his captain is available for selection.
He's trained well, the whole group. There's only Ben White missing with illness. So we've got, you know, to this point, with pretty much everybody available to select from, which is a great position for us to be in. It makes decisions difficult, of course, but you want a fully fit squad, and that's at the moment where we're at.
The big news in Italy is the entire Juventus board has resigned. They made club losses of €254 million. They're being investigated for alleged false accounting. Robbie Henshaw will be out for the foreseeable future. I will miss those Heineken Cup Champions Cup games and three Interpros over the Christmas with a wrist injury. Tiger Woods has withdrawn from the Hero World Challenge with a foot injury. And the Irish men's hockey team opened the Nations Cup campaign with a 2-1 win against France.